right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
And we're back. Hello, team. How are we today?
Great, brilliant. Long weekend, short week.
What's wrong with you,
what's
Mark?
What's not
Jade?
To love?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you turned it off again?
I feel like somebody's.
Oh, no. you and I are sharing. How fun's that? Here you go, Jade.
Oh, thanks, Crevo.
Oh, wow. There you go. Great way to start the week.
Yeah, we'll have to work out what's wrong. Maybe it's run out of battery.
How was your long weekend, guys? Crevo, I'll point this to you.
Yeah. I had a lovely long weekend.
Did you? Yeah. I did see that you went to Nelson Bay over the weekend.
Yeah.
Looked like a nice time.
Yeah, it was obviously a beautiful sunny day yesterday. Bit of a fish and chip situation. Got some nice pistachio gelato.
Ooh la la.
It was great.
Fancy, fancy.
Brilliant.
Hamish from the newsroom. Good morning.
Good
How was
morning.
Your long weekend?
Oh, it was lovely. Thank you. Also did the fish and chip thing as well, too, at Newcastle Beach, but had to evacuate because of all the mosquitoes. Even at the beach. Amazing.
At the beach.
At the beach. Never seen mosquitoes at the beach before.
I got to work this morning, and let me tell you, when you're outside here at Sandgate, it's like you're a piece of meat. You just get swarmed. I've got bites on my face.
You're saying you feel like a piece of meat, Maddie.
Aww. Yeah.
Aww.
Terrible. Producer Jackson, how was your weekend?
Absolutely not long enough. It was all right. I went out on Saturday night and then I just spent the rest of the weekend at Bondi.
I loved Jackson's Instagram over the weekend.
Wasn't he dancing up a storm?
Well. So Jackson went to some ball pit party, which looked like so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of, it was like near a backpackers hotel. So there was a lot of backpackers there. Very sweaty night. I've never danced and sweated so much, but it was fun.
That doesn't seem like a place that you'd be into.
Yeah.
Dirty backpackers and sweat.
Apprehensive to begin with, but very enjoyable.
Oh, good stuff. Well, good stuff. We're going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It up next with you, Crevo.
That we are. It's my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Very good. We'll do it next. Lady Gaga, you and I kicking off your Tuesday, Newcastle. Good morning.
It's been a long time since I came around. Been a long time, but I'm back in town. This time I'm not leaving without you. You taste like whiskey when you kiss me. I would give anything again to be your baby doll. This time I'm not leaving without you.
Nebraska and Jesus Christ. There's something, something about the chase. 6 whole years.
Lady Gaga, You and I with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo for your Tuesday morning. Partly cloudy day ahead, currently 23 at Adamstown and 20 degrees at Booragul. Love it or loathe it time.
New FM, Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off today, it is comedians roasting hecklers.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. Oh, my mic's working. Yay.
It's good to have you back, Jay.
Thanks, man. You know, I love watching comedians heckle people paying to watch their show. Because if you're going to give it, you've got to be prepared to take it back.
Yeah, that's very true. What are your thoughts on it, Maddie? Like, what, say there's a heckler in the crowd that's causing all trouble, and then the comedian just gives them a full dress down.
I like it. Yeah. Love it. Love it. You need to. And Jade's right. You go to a comedic show, you kind of expect a little something, you know.
Exactly right. The reason I bring this up is comedian Pete Holmes has actually was doing a show, and Malia Obama, that's his Obama's daughter, was at the show and was whispering to her mate and like giggling a bit. And this comedian didn't realise it was her.
Uh-oh.
And he's like told them to be quiet and they kept it up and he ended up throwing a curtain on them in the crowd.
No.
Yeah, and then he was telling this story Conan O'Brien's show, and apparently like the bodyguards that were surrounding her of the Secret Service, they didn't intervene or anything. They just let it all go down. So I'm thinking that maybe these bodyguards were like, you know what? Fair enough.
Maybe she's a little brat. And
that's
like,
what I'm
you know
thinking.
What?
Yeah.
Screw you. Screw you.
You deserve a curtain over your face.
I'll tell you what, though. You'd be pretty scared afterwards. You'd be watching your back to see if there's, like, some weird black car that's, you know, following you around every day.
Well, it's the comedian.
No, like the FBI or something.
Yeah, that's right.
The Secret Service.
Because, I mean, once you, you know, put that sort of thing out there,
yeah,
you'd definitely be worried. Apparently, he said he was absolutely packing it after he found out who it was. But, yeah, during the show, he'd even gone as far as telling her to shut the F up first.
Jeez.
And she just kept going.
You know what? That would have been me, though, because I have no idea what she looks like. If you showed me a picture of her now, I'd be like, okay, good to know.
Yeah, well, do you want me to show a picture in case you do a show, Jade?
Yes.
Okay, well, we can sort that out afterwards.
Do you know what? We have been saying behind the scenes that we all want to go to, like, an open mic stand-up comedy night.
Yeah.
And us get on stage.
It's one of those things that you think you got to tick off your bucket list.
Let's get some hecklers there, see how we are then.
Yeah. Dealing with hecklers is one of the key things you need to be able to do in stand-up comedy, I think.
I think I just ignore them like they're not there.
Yeah, but then they just keep going and say things like, are you ignoring me?
Yes.
Move on.
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal.
Guys, it's back. And I'm so happy that this is back.
Well, you just like touching it with your hands,
aren't
you?
So much joy because I was devastated when this left. My big red box.
Mm.
I'm so glad it's back. And I'm going to give it a shake because I love shaking my box. And what's that? There's something inside it.
You slipped something into your red box.
13:10:09. What's in Jade's box is back.
Very loose in there.
It is.
After the long weekend.
Yeah. Shall we give a first clue?
Yeah, let's do a clue.
If you want this nice and tight, you got to twist it hard. 13:10:09. What's inside Jade's box?
Those movie tickets. Reading Cinemas Charleston up for grabs. The lines are open this morning. We'll do it after this. 6:14. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
What's in Jade's box?
13:10:09 this morning. If you want to have a guess of what's inside my box, okay? We're going to walk you through it with clues. It's very easy. I'm going to give my box a shake.
What could it be?
What could it be? 13109.
Double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown up for grabs this morning. And Crevo, we did give away a clue just before, which
That's
was?
Right. The first clue was, if you want this in nice and tight, you've got to give it a twist.
Oh. Gavin, good morning.
G'day, how are
you? Oh, we're doing good. Gav, how's your long weekend, mate?
It was pretty quiet. I worked most of it, spent a bit of time with the family. That's
about it. Really? What did you think of Kobe Bryant yesterday? Are you a basketball fan?
I'm not a massive basketball fan, but it's pretty shattering, really.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
sad. Imagine that. Oh. You know, his 13-year-old daughter leaves his wife and two children. Two girls left. No good.
A legend of the sporting world, even for people that aren't really that into sport.
Because you're a fan of basketball.
I like basketball, and you know, yeah. I mean, not many sports I do follow that closely, but to see just someone who's so good at anything pass away is just terrible.
Well, I didn't realize he'd won an Oscar as well.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Very talented.
It's really interesting because I had a friend say, "Oh, like I don't even know who he is yesterday," but it's like the equivalent of if one of our massive sporting stars that we've grown up with passed away. Like it'd be shocking.
That's right. Some big cricketer or
something.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's do it, Gav, mate. What do you think is rattling around in Jade's big red box this morning?
I reckon it's a nut in Jade's box.
A nut? A single nut is incorrect.
Sorry,
Gav.
Wanted to give it to Gav as well. He'd been working all long weekend.
Yeah, let's give another clue. We've got lines open, 13 10 09.
Okay, next clue is, it is steely, hard and pointy.
Steely, hard and pointy.
Ooh.
Okay, I'll give it another shake.
Give it another shake. 13 10 09 if you want. It's easy. Double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown.
He was close.
He was very close.
I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Okay, looks like we've got another... Oh, here we go.
Phone's ringing. Here we go.
New FM, who's this?
It's Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. The
lovely Lisa. What did you do on the long weekend?
Not a lot, really. Cleaned my room
and
had to head off to Canada.
Oh, we're in Canada? When are you going there?
Had nothing money working for 2 years.
Oh, you're going to work there for 2 years?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Oh, brilliant.
You better make sure your room's really clean then, if no one's going to be in it for 2 years.
What are you going to be doing over there, Lisa?
Hoping for experiences in my song. Not really sure, just kind of get a nomad it.
Wow, that's brave of you, hey. I don't think I could just take up and just wing it.
Living
anywhere
the nomad
the
life. Yeah. All right, well, let's try and win you double pass the movies. You can take someone along before you go.
That would be beautiful.
What has Jade slipped inside her red box this morning?
I think she's got a screw in them.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Well done.
You're off to Reading Cinemas Charlestown.
The lovely Lisa wins that this morning.
Hey, Lisa, but do you know what? You can now listen to the whole show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you want to stay in touch.
Stay in touch with... Keep listening to us. Don't worry about all those Canadian radio stations. They're no good anyway compared to us.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. Congratulations and good luck with everything. Reading Cinemas Charleston. What's in Jade's box? Back tomorrow. We're going to go to The Weeknd, though, right now. Brand new music for him. It's called Blinding Lights at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Jade, last week on the show you had some back problems.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
They're still there.
They're
still
lingering.
The pain,
lingering.
The pains.
Do you know what? So, Crevo, you just pointed out Jade's been standing up, playing with her back for the last 5 minutes during the news. Now
she's doing that thing where you push your hands into your back and your hips forward.
Now, a couple of things I have to say, Jade.
Yeah.
I think your stinginess is starting to affect your actual health because...
Yeah.
Get ready.
What?
You went to an apprentice masseuse.
Over a week ago.
It can do some damage, though.
No.
Yeah.
I was just learning. Learning on the job.
She was fine.
You have to ring up and give some feedback.
There was no deep tissue or anything like that. It was just a nice casual massage.
You said it was painful.
Well, that was on the side of my left butt cheek. Because she really got in there. Kind
of I think you need to get a new work chair. So you're very protective of your chair that you stole in the first place from somebody else. Yes, you did.
No, she left the workplace. So first in, first served.
Within 10 minutes.
It was still warm when Jade wheeled it out of her office.
Now, I've got a brand new nice ergonomic chair here for your back. Now, Hamish has provided me this because my seat broke. But do you want to do a swap? This will be better for your back.
That's a good idea.
I don't want to swap. No.
Jaden will never give up
that chair.
So you'd rather have a bad back and be in pain just to hang on to that chair.
Jade's like Ned Kelly at The Last Stand. She will not give up her honour of that chair, not for anything, for life or for limb.
Yeah. I'll actually tell you once, two radio stations ago, I actually switched to an exercise ball and I actually put a sign on my chair and I gave it to my boss and I said, no one's to take this chair out of your office. It's on a, because I'm going to trial the exercise ball for a month. So it was just sitting in the corner and everyone wanted that chair, but they never got it.
Do you know what? You can't claim office property as your own.
I did.
Jade's a bower bird, if I ever saw one. Collects the little shiny things she likes the look of and then protects it like life and limb.
Yep, it's so true.
Anyway, we're talking fishing injuries next, Jade.
Yes, on 131009, if you have a fishing injury, whether it was yourself or someone you know, because this poor teenage kid copped a needlefish to the throat. It impaled his neck.
Is he dead?
He's not dead. It's a miracle that he's still alive. I kid you not. If you look at this photo, imagine sort of like a swordfish comes to mind. Like, imagine its whole... like nose end of the fish
that's
through
so
his neck.
Horrible.
I know.
Like poking a carrot into a big dough bowl or something like that. Straight in.
Yeah. It's
straight in.
A miracle he's still alive. So if you have a fishing story, you've copped an injury like this out on the boat. I know a lot of guys who go marlin fishing out in the bay.
Yeah.
You know.
Hook to the finger's got to be a classic, doesn't it?
Yeah. I want someone that's had a hook to the lip.
Free piercing. Mm. That's what fishos call it.
Yeah. Mm. We're taking your calls next after Alanis Morissette. Hand in my pocket. She's coming to Australia. We need to get her to Morissette.
Anything!
6:37, good morning. Alanis Morissette, we are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Matty, Crevo. 6:41, currently 22 degrees at Charlestown.
So, fellas, on 131009, we want to know what your fishing injuries are this morning because a teenage boy got impaled by a needlefish that jumped out of the water and stabbed him in the neck. And I just can't believe, apparently it actually did pierce the back of his skull. Like, that's how far in this fish got itself into this kid's body. And they needed three surgeons over 2 days to dismantle the fish and...
Imagine the smell after the second day.
I'll be foul. Absolutely foul.
Do you have
foul.
To keep the kid in, like, refrigeration then? To keep the, so it doesn't smell up too much? Can't be good, can
smell
it?
Smell of rotting fish through the holes.
It actually went physically through his
neck.
I don't
need to see that picture. It's too much, Jade.
But these sort of injuries happen all the time when people go fishing. We threw this on our Facebook page and Sam Isaac said he got stung by a rabbit fish. They don't sound like much, but it was an absolute... He was in absolute agony. He was hospitalised with nausea, vomiting blood and poor blood pressure for 2 days.
Yuck.
That doesn't sound good.
Do you know
good.
What? When I was over at Bali, me and my friend were snorkelling and he sort of went off on his own for a bit.
Yeah.
And nobody could find him. So I went back to the boat and everyone was like, oh my God, where's Meddy? Where's Meddy? He comes back and he's bleeding. He's been attacked by some random fish similar to that with like a really sharp beak and he had like 3 stab marks in his foot.
Oh.
That sounds painful.
Horrible. But wouldn't that be scary? When you're out in some unfamiliar open ocean and you've got the fish attacking you.
It's a fear. You know what? I think I'm more scared of, you know, taking on a pack of wild fish just coming at you over a shark.
Really?
Mm. Because fish are more likely to come up to you than a shark is.
Do you know what, Jade? The holiday idea.
Have you not seen
holiday
the
idea
movie?
For you? Diving holiday to the Amazon.
No. Nah.
They've got
take a little dip in there.
Alligators or gators, whatever they're called
gators,
over there.
Gators. And they've got piranhas and anacondas all in one.
Nah.
It's like, you love a deal, don't you?
I've
three
seen
for the price of one.
I've seen all the Hollywood movies, man. It's never happening.
You like the flesh on your bones there? Yeah, it's good.
But you like it where it is, do you? Oh.
Someone actually told me that piranha myth is actually full of crap.
Yeah, look, piranhas will attack, but not. I don't think anyone's died from piranhas. You just might get a little injury.
Blood loss.
Well, they've done a whole heap of tests, actually. Like, there's this show I watch, River Monsters.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that show.
It's so good.
It's a classic.
And the guy goes swimming with piranhas in one of the episodes just to prove that if you just sort of are in the water, you're not going to, you know, die in a second. They ignore you.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
They like an open cut or something. Like, if you cut a bit of steak off and throw it in, they'll go for a little... A nibblette.
A frenzy.
But otherwise, you're going to be okay.
I think they can sense panic as well.
You got to be more worried about if you're in the Amazon.
We'll throw Maddie in with his floaties. That's the theory out, because you'd be panicking.
You'd love that, wouldn't you? Anyway, up next, we had a great conversation at the end of last week, and it was to do with our Google histories. Now, we did come to the conclusion that both Jade and myself have porn sites in our Google histories.
I wasn't here for this chat, was I?
You came in after. It came up in conversation. There was a couple of... Producer Jackson was involved in another staff member. We were just getting to know each other on another level.
Yeah. Obviously, we can't repeat these things, but something happened to me on the weekend with that exact thing, guys.
No.
I opened my phone to someone.
Oh.
And they may have seen something.
Something you're into, an adult
anyway,
film you're into.
Look, I'm going to tell you more next. It's 6:45 with the Novas. We're talking Google history and New FM. Sam Feld, Post Malone, and Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. It's 6:52 this morning. We are talking Google history. Okay, Google.
I can assure you, this thing's on.
Yeah, we're having a chat around the team after the show on Friday, and we got chatting about Google histories and adult websites. No good. We've discovered that a few of us here have, you know, visited them, and they sit in your recently visited sites section.
Awkward.
It can get very awkward. Jade and myself both happen to.
So you guys opened up your Google history, and there it is.
Yeah, so it's like a saved tab with the logo of said site.
Have you not heard of incognito mode?
Who can be bothered to do that?
Crevo. Crevo, obviously.
Obviously, me.
I don't go to adult sites, he tells his partner, as he's going incognito.
Why is it that colour? Oh, it's different. Incognito is different.
No, that's why I had to take my phone off you the other day, Crevo, because he was trying to put an app on my phone.
And you got worried.
And, no, when I opened up the Google, it came up as one of the pages and the tabs, and I was like, oh, and I quickly took it back on Crevo. I was like, okay, and I just cleared the history.
Guys.
I was like, there you go.
This really sucks for me. So literally that night, I go out, right? I went to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have met someone, just having a chat.
Okay.
And at one point, I had to, look something up on my phone to show him something. And what do you think was there? I couldn't believe it.
The adult science.
Yeah.
Come on, Maddie.
What did he say? What did he do? Did you just quickly pull your phone back?
I just decided to own it. Because I knew they'd seen it.
So you just went like, this is what I'm into, are you?
I didn't go quite that far, but I was like, look, we all do it.
That's the alpha power move. You go, this is what I like, are you into that? And look them, while you're doing it, you look them straight in the eye the whole time.
Oh, sounds a little creepy.
Turn the tables on the situation.
Oh, no.
Has it happened to you in an awkward way, Jade, before?
No, never.
So you like nothing with Benny, your husband?
Negative.
Oh, yep. So he doesn't go through your phone?
No, we actually don't go through each other's phones.
Yeah.
Got nothing to hide. He can go through it if he wants.
Producer Jackson, he's like the Virgin Mary in there.
No,
he's got nothing on his phone.
I just have nothing to hide. I think porn's bad for relationships, so I'm just not into it. I always think, look, you know, they have parents that probably aren't proud of you. So, I don't know, I just think, anyway... Whatever, up to you. Each to their own. But
I would disagree with you. I don't think it impacts a relationship at all.
Because you're a fan of the old adult video, aren't you,
Well,
Jane?
We all are. The three of us all have admitted to watching it.
Yeah,
I think it's healthy.
Point,
I think, you know, if you all have a
whatever
fantasy or a need, whatever you're into, if you can't if you, you know.
Does your husband get weird, though, knowing that you've watched it?
No.
Because some people do, like.
See, I think that's why I don't, that's where I think I'm, I don't think that's not an issue, because I don't have a partner who's like, no, you can't do that.
That's right. It's different if they're not into it, or that, like, or they don't want you watching it.
My sister-in-law.
That's something to chat about.
She banned her partner from watching adult films.
Really?
Yeah, because she just felt, she's like, ooh, what is it that I'm not giving you? And, like, carried on like a pork chop. I'm not kidding.
I think she's listening at the moment.
No, she's in Queensland, this one.
Okay.
Wow.
She's got nothing to worry
about.
So
you you wouldn't care if you knew that Benny was?
No, go for it.
So here's the thing, Maddie. If you get into a relationship with this person,
yeah,
then at least from the start, they know what's going on.
Yeah, true.
So you got nothing to hide there then?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a sort of a more relaxed way in a way.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Awkward. It's like ripping the Band-Aid off. It is. Awkward for a minute, and then the awkwardness is gone.
Well done, Matty. But Believe It or Not is up after this. I've got an interesting thing for you guys about cooking meat in space, which is revolutionary.
Wow, brand new segment, Believe Can't It wait. Or Not. Can't wait. 6:56 here with
it's an
the
echo
Novos.
In here.
It's an echo in here.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New
FM.
Ignition. 3, 2, 1.
I know we're going to talk about our weekend and what we got up to on Australia Day a little bit later on in the show, but I just have to give a quick shout out to my dad this morning, guys, because he came down from Queensland for the long weekend, and he woke up with me this morning, so he jumped in the
car. Slept together in the same bed.
No. But he jumped in the car.
You seem so disappointed, Greg.
He's on his way. Back to Queensland. So have a safe drive, Dad, because I know he's listening.
Shout out to Jade's dad.
Yeah, Paul.
How's Paul doing after his operation? Yeah. He had some issues there for a while,
so
didn't he?
For those who don't know, Dad had a double bypass just before Christmas. That's why I was on the show here a couple of times, because I went up to see him.
Stuff, right?
But he's doing really well. He's got a stress test coming up in a week to see if he'll go back to work, if it goes all well. But yeah, he's doing well.
There's nothing like a nice, relaxing trip to Newcastle. I saw you guys floating around the baths.
Yeah,
over the
weekend. To Merriweather Baths and everything, showing Dad the sights, talking to my favourite place, Morpeth. So, you know, we had a good old time. It was great spending time with Dad.
Good
so.
Stuff.
That's
good
really
stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
We've got a brand new segment coming up next, Jade. It's
we
called
do.
Believe It or Not. Now, what does this involve?
So, you know, Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Yeah.
Yep.
They have some interesting stories, believe it or not. So we're going to chat about a couple of their most famous ones after this.
Excellent. Straight after Tones and I Never Seen the Rain at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Tones and I Never Seen the Rain. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Partly cloudy day today. 37 in Maitland in the Valley. 34 on the coast. And Jade, we've got a new segment.
Yes, Believe It or Not.
Yes. Now, tell us what we're talking about today. So the unusual facts, it's based on Ripley's Believe It or Not. You know, the great, amazing stories.
It's a radio version, basically.
Basically, whether you want to believe it or not. But I'm going to tell you, this one is true. So I guess you never thought astronauts would be able to create their own meat in space.
Create meat?
Yep. But they have. So meat has successfully been cultured in space for the first time in human history.
So is that this thing where they're doing, where they, like, you know, put together the meat sort of cells or something, or grow it in a lab like all these new meat companies?
Pretty well much. So no animals were actually harmed during the making of this 3D bioprinted space beef, as they're calling it. But basically, a special scientific team started by extracting cells from a cow through a small biopsy. After that, the scientists placed the cells in a broth of nutrients that mimicked the environment of that of inside a cow's body. And then the cells then multiplied and grew connective muscle tissues, eventually forming a full-size steak.
Right.
Isn't that fascinating?
Well, this is the way that meat production all around the world is going.
Yes.
That's how it's all going to end up.
So I'm just looking over into the newsroom, and Hamish seems a little baffled at the moment.
No, not baffled, just feeling mildly ill at the idea of a growing steak. But yeah, anyway,
it would have been disgusting. You got to get used to it. That's how all meat is going to be made, I reckon, within about 30 years.
Mm.
That's what most meat will come from.
Well, that's what they're saying, because it demonstrates, slaughter-free meat anywhere will be able to be,
I mean, with the population growing the way it is, there's not enough room for all the animals to feed everyone. Yeah. That's basics of it.
That is true.
And everyone loves meat, like most people anyway.
Don't you find that fascinating, though?
Oh, absolutely.
And the thing is that this was a small-scale, like, muscle tissue, like how it was created was in this 3D bioprinter developed by 3D printing solutions under microgravity conditions.
Yeah, I mean, I reckon long-term play, if you want to make money, getting into these companies that are producing lab-grown meat, long-term, next big thing,
hey?
Yeah, I reckon it's massive.
Would you put your money where your mouth is and invest in one of these companies, Crevo, buy some shares?
Yeah, it's probably like a 10, 20K play. Like, that'd be a good amount.
$10,000, $20,000 to start it up?
No, to get, like, into as an amount to invest that could pay off big time.
That's what they're saying. Like, you won't need to depend on land or even water resources.
Yep. It is the future, but I'd say it's a long time until it'll taste really good. I reckon it'll take that sort of
10, 20 years. Do you know what I love? You know, you're an astronaut, you're at the absolute peak of your career.
Yeah.
And you're forced to eat that crap. Honestly.
I'd be disappointed.
I don't think they'd be eating it because they wouldn't be able to cook it.
Yeah, you can heat stuff up still in space.
They have microwaves in space.
I don't know if it's a microwave, but you can use, like...
I don't think they do.
They do have microwaves. Yeah, they do. On the ISS. Yeah, absolutely. I'd say they might cook it chemically. Maybe.
Yeah, you use chemical heating.
Oh, that's disgusting, isn't it?
Well, you don't mix it with the food. You make chemicals have a reaction which heats up, and you put that next to the food.
Oh, I'd be missing my crumpets. Give me a toaster.
That's why you're not an astronaut.
Right. Going to go to Loud Luxury Body now. And don't forget, Newcastle, after 7:30, celebrity loot, we are down to one celebrity.
That's right.
So you could be walking away with that $1,000. We'll do it after this. New FM, good morning. Matchbox 20, Real World, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, of course, back after the Australia Day long weekend. And guys, yes. I've got something to tell you about. I was quite impressed with my friend. Went over to his house, hadn't seen him in quite a while. But there's been this sort of meme going around the internet of this Australia Day grazing board. Mm-hmm. So it's got all Aussie foods on. Now, this is a much more luxe version than my friend made. But I love that he just went so Aussie because he's Chinese.
Okay.
So on the grazing board he had fairy bread.
Yep.
He had some lamingtons.
Yep.
He had little meat pies, little sausage rolls, the little Bega square cubes, and the cabanossi.
I love it.
That's so Aussie. But this grazing board's been doing the rounds online, and it's so epic. You ready for
Steps
it?
Steps up another level.
It really does. And Crevo, you love a grazing board.
That I do.
You know, the fancy stuff, the quince paste, the figs, the camembert, the fancy cheeses. Well, get this. Jade, this is right up your alley, right?
Yeah.
So on this grazing board, in the middle, the centrepiece is a cob loaf.
Oh, heaven.
Beautiful,
Jade,
right?
Jade, you love a cob loaf,
I do love a cob loaf.
Also, lamingtons, fairy bread, meat pies and sausage rolls. There's also cabanossi, the same cheese.
Yum.
Has this guy gotten the inspiration from that one, sounds like?
Well, quite possibly.
So this is a new trend, obviously, that's just kicked off this year.
But I'm going to show you this picture. It actually looks so amazing. It's about a metre long, and it's just got all different types of Aussie food on there.
Look, some of those look good. Bit low rent, though.
I'm devastated I didn't go to any Australia Day parties then, because this obviously is what everyone would have been serving.
Like, at least chuck a wheel of brie on there. You can get a King Island.
Crevo.
Homegrown tasty cheese.
Where's the olives? Where's the,
Look, there are chopped up carrot sticks on this one.
Mini onions, mini gherkins.
They also had, like, Allen snakes.
Look, you can have all Aussie products. Perfect. You don't have to go back to the 80s.
Yes, you do. Are you even Australian?
That's what I'm saying. You can have all Aussie products, but it doesn't have to be so tacky.
I think tackiness is good on that.
It's not even tacky. No, listen to you two.
No, like one
snobs.
Maddie's on your snobby side.
No, do you know what? For Australia Day, I get it. It looks good. I think it's a novelty. I'm into the novelty. Yes, everyone would like some nice cheeses and olives and whatnot, Crevo. But sometimes you want to eat this kind of food. It's like when you go to McDonald's, you know. Sometimes you might like fancy food like you, Crevo, but you just feel like a Big Mac at times and you go and get one. Same concept.
Okay, maybe.
You would
still.
I'm so on board.
If you had that at your house at an Australia Day party, this grazing plate, I would be very impressed.
Yes, I prefer something a bit classier than that, to be fair.
What a snob.
Yep. Snobby boy. Grew up on a farm.
I just
had a bad experience out on the farm, hey?
No. Just like good quality produce. Nothing wrong with that. Little trip to Harris Farm.
Nothing wrong with hundreds and thousands on some bread, mate.
On white bread, yeah.
Also,
for a 10-year-old.
Just on the subject of Leamingtons, I don't want to turn this into a negative segment, but did you see that person that passed away at a Leamington eating competition at some
Harvey,
pub?
It was Harvey Bay.
That's terrible.
It's very sad.
Don't eat so many Leamingtons.
Do you know what? Jade, you were trying to get Crevo and I to do an eating challenge on the show. I'm glad we said no.
Are you trying to knock us off?
I think so. Hey, up next, celebrity loot. We've got $1,000 to give away. We need Celeb 5. Here they are.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
13-10-09 if you want to play Celebrity Loot. We've only got one voice to go. Voice number 5, if you think you know who it is, call and you could be $1,000 richer.
Yeah, newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. We'll do it after the news.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
School's back, guys. I think there's a lot of mums and dads going, woohoo! The kids are back to school.
We've been counting it down, waiting for this time.
And
finally,
a lot of kids get excited too, going back, because they miss their mates. You just want to get back to school.
First day of term's always a bit scary. It was always scary for me. But good luck to everyone starting school today, if you're starting kindergarten. Mm-hmm.
And we just got a message from Shelley Sneath, and she said to us, just like that, my back to school is made better because I get to listen to you guys again.
Oh, that's
happy
sweet.
Back
that's
to school sweet. To all the teachers returning today.
Yeah, good stuff.
Very nice.
And like you said, Hamish, speed limits now enforced from today again.
Absolutely. Yep. From 8:30. So do stick down to between 8 o'clock, I should say, to 40-kilometre zone. So just be vigilant of those things.
Excellent. Excellent. We have $1,000 free money sitting here. I mean,
we do. That's a piece of paper you've got $1,000 written on.
That's right. If you can guess celebrity number 5, that's the only voice standing between you and the money. Take a listen and head over to newfm.com.au. Check out the incorrect guesses. Mm. Don't waste your guess.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
13-10-09, if you want to get yourself $1,000, there's only one voice left. It's that easy.
Okay, we'll do it straight after Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, I Don't Care, live for you Tuesday. Good morning, Newcastle.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge.
I've just got
to know those.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Celebrity. Loot.
If you correctly identify all 5 celebrities, you get $1,000. The best thing is 4 have already been solved. Voice number 1, DJ Snake. 2, Bill Gates. 3, Lewis Capaldi. And 4, Alicia Keys. So if you guess number 5, that cash is yours on 13-10-09 if you want to play.
Okay, let's hear them one more time because it's serious now. You can walk away with the money. You can snatch it away just like that.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
All right, so we have Ashley. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, excellent. Did you have a nice long weekend?
Yes, I did, actually. We just celebrated our daughter's first birthday. So
Happy birthday.
Now, yes, we were talking earlier in the show about these Australia Day platters. Now, are you team Jade and Maddie thinking they're awesome, or are you team Crevo thinking they're a bit tacky?
Honestly, I'm on the edge. I reckon they're awesome for an Australia Day party.
Yeah.
But probably not so much just for, like, a normal party.
If you had a couple of friends over, you know, nice dinner party, you're not ripping that out. But for Australia Day, once a year, not too bad.
Yeah.
Exactly. Come on, Ashley, what do you got against sausage roll and mini party pies, hey?
Oh, look.
Tacky.
Hey, Ashley, Australia Day, what was on your kitchen table?
It was a sausage sizzle and bread and tomato sauce.
Amazing.
You were down Bunnings, were you?
Nah, that's all you need sometimes. That's what that platter's missing.
Yeah.
Sausage sangers.
Sausages. If anything, it's un-Australian because of that.
All right, Ashley, we can give you this $1,000 today if you can tell us who Celeb 5 is. Who do you think it is?
Is it Margot Robbie?
No.
Oh, Margot Robbie, thank you. Thanks for playing today. Let's go to Alexander. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, good, brother. Long weekend. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, had a great time. Well, I was actually working, but nonetheless, had a great time.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Okay, we got this $1,000 here with your name on it if you tell us who it is.
Oh, I think it's Zendaya.
Great guess.
Not it.
Not it, though. Awesome guess. Love that. Thanks, Simon.
G'day, Lydia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. How was your long weekend?
Oh, it was really good. Had a great barbecue with friends and family. Oh, so it was good.
Awesome. Yeah. It's nice to hear you didn't have to work.
Yeah, I know. Back to work today, though.
What was on your kitchen table for your Australia Day party there, Lydia?
We had sausages, rissoles, prawns. And salad.
Very awesome. All right. The money could be yours, Lydia. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Reese Witherspoon.
No, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Lydia. Have a great day. Thanks for playing. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars playing again before 9 o'clock this morning. Do your research.
Go to the website. One voice to go. Next, though, guys, my mum called me up wanting help with her computer. And there's nothing more difficult than having to try and help someone who's not good at computers fix a computer problem over the phone.
Oh, it'd be a nightmare.
I'll give you all the details after this. There was plenty of that, I can tell you right now.
Okay, 7:43 with the Novos. Good morning. $3 down, Kryptonite. We're live across Newey. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo currently sitting on 25 at the junction, 24 degrees at Lovedale. It's all thanks to Macca's.
So, guys, you know my parents have, like, a small farm
on
the Central Coast. To try and get some help around the place, because it's a big place, a lot of things to do, what they do, there's this website where you can put up, like, an ad for some help on your farm. And travellers, usually, who come there, they, like, get free accommodation and meals. And if my parents go to the beach or whatever, they go with. And they do, like, a few hours work a day and they get the, like, accommodation and stuff.
That's pretty good. How long will they be working for? Like, 2 hours a day?
Yeah, usually, I think it's about 4 hours a day.
That's pretty good.
So how many people do they have on the property at the moment? Like,
well, usually they just get one or two at a time.
Mm.
Usually that's all they need, sort of thing. But they've just signed up for this new website which does the same sort of thing. And with this website, it's a lot like your Airbnb or something in that you have to have reviews to try and get people to come, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
So the first few people will usually come easily because, you know, you don't have any reviews and the algorithm knows that, so you're still at the top of the search results. After that, though, if you don't have any reviews, people might think, well, why people have gone there, why haven't they reviewed it all?
Mm-hmm.
So what I said to my mum is, you've got to, like, review the guests that come as well, so they'll write you a review. And she just looked at me completely, or, you know, it
silent.
Just went silent on the phone.
Yeah.
I was like, and she just said, I can't do that. And I said, what do you mean you can't do that? Just go on the site and do it. She's like, it's too complicated. I just can't do it. And I'm like, well, just have a look. There's a place, literally, I'm looking at it in front of me. You just click it and it says, write review. And she goes, oh, I just can't do it. And I'm like, oh.
How are your parents generally, though, with computer stuff?
Look, not great. My dad's getting a bit better since he got a phone. Like, he's pretty good on that.
Well, does he have a smartphone?
He does, yeah. But it, like, took him quite a while. And there was a lot of, like, frustrating telephone conversations of me trying to walk him through the basics.
So how old are your mum and dad, roughly?
So my dad's 75 and okay. My mum's 70. So, like, you can sort of understand in a way. But old people and technology gets very frustrating at times.
Do you know what? It's funny. My grandparents are a similar age, a bit older.
Yeah.
But about 5 years ago, my nan had it in her head that she wanted to buy herself a laptop.
Yeah.
And she went and spent $2,000 on this, you know, brand spanking new computer. I reckon she opened it 3 times. And the calls I received, like how to turn it on, was like a 3-hour affair.
Oh,
it's very frustrating. When parents get on Facebook, it can be an absolute catastrophe. I had one mate whose mum was on there and started writing statuses thinking they were personal messages.
Yeah.
Computer says no.
And it'd be things along the lines of, call me later, your dad wants to know if you're still coming for dinner tonight.
Computer says no.
Aw, that's really sweet.
I have to say, Crevo,
yeah.
I feel like you're being a bit of a hypocrite here because on Friday, Jade, after you left,
yeah.
Crevo was figuring out how to do something on the Mac. It was like some video editing situation, right?
What happens?
I walk in there and it's like...
Computer says no.
No.
It was definitely that situation.
So we're trying to edit this video together, right?
Yeah.
Very and basic. Should have taken 5 minutes.
It kept like... What do they call it? It kept zooming... Like, the picture on the video, it's, like, zoomed out. It looked really tacky.
Yeah.
So I'm like, take the zoom off the video. We don't need it on.
This
it looks
like
cheap.
That function on, like, a slideshow.
Like, yes. Just like an iMovie.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, bless.
Should have taken 2 minutes.
And I was like, you know what? This is taking too long. Let's go and get Jackson to help. So Creepo and I are sitting there like two idiots trying to figure out how to do the simplest stuff.
How to have a photo not zoom in.
So it's not old people. It's only us
two. Where does that sit us? Not well.
I'm so glad you came out and told that story because that's just brilliant.
Very embarrassing.
Honestly. So good.
Well, the two of us trying to unzoom a photo.
Do you know what I've realised,
though? Macs are hard, though.
No, yeah.
They are.
Do you know what I've realised, though? It's we sort of have missed... We're in that generation where we missed, like, learning all of that stuff at school. Like, we learned Word and how to browse the internet.
And, yeah, true. You
know, like... The kids today are learning PaintShop and Photoshop and all of these different programs.
Yeah.
And I feel like us now are the idiot generation.
No, I agree with that because fair call. Like, I remember when we had when computers just first came out, the internet, so we all had dial-up. And then I was like, okay, kids, now this is, I think it was Yahoo or Bing. Yeah. I think it was one of those really old school engines. And they're like, now in here you type your keywords. And that's,
Ask Jeeves.
That was the extent of learning computers at school.
Yeah, you're like, I can search on the internet with, you know, with a search engine. No worries, guys, I've got this.
When I was at school, we had those Apple iMacs with the, like, the...
The green...
No, you know, the ones that you could see inside, and they used to have, like, the different coloured backs. So they had, like, the blue, green, yellow.
Yeah.
Now you could fit, like, 500 iPhones inside one.
Legit.
That's the thing. They have, like, iPads now... At preschool and stuff like that.
Give me a 25-year-old Mac, I'm around that thing like no tomorrow.
You know, every feature, all 5 of them.
Hey, up next, producer Jackson sent through a story from over the weekend. So there was a New Zealand trio, mum, 2 daughters. They were over in Phuket holidaying. They were flying back to Auckland after their holiday, right?
Mm.
Now, they booked business class seats. Real talk, they're all extremely obese. So quite big. Mm. I mean, we're talking probably 160 each.
Yeah.
And anyway, the Thai Airlines refused to let them fly because they said they were too large.
Jeez.
To the point where they actually got tape measures out.
They bought
in front of everyone.
Oh, That, and very they, embarrassing. They bought the business class as they well did. To try and avoid that, they I did. Guess.
So I guess what the question we're asking this morning is, because there is quite a debate here, a lot of people giving them flack saying they should pay more because it's an inconvenience to others, blah, blah, blah. Should larger people have to pay more on a flight for their seat?
This comes down to the whole weight issue, doesn't it? So,
well, it does. Like, but I mean, I've heard valid arguments on both sides, but I'm just fascinated because, you know, if you're taking up nearly two seats, should you have to pay more?
If you can't, well, yeah, if you can't fit in a seat.
I've got a bit of intel on that from when I worked in check-in.
All right, well, give us a call. We've got prizes on offer. We'll do it next after the news with Hamish. It's 8:03. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The
Novo.
3, 2, 1.
Terrible story out over the weekend, and a trio, mum, two daughters over in Phuket, they went over there for weight loss surgery, gastro band surgery. They were flying back with Thai Airways, and what's happened basically is they booked business class seats for their extra comfort. Obviously, they've just had some invasive surgery done.
Yep.
They've gotten to the checkout counter, the check-in counter, and the workers for Thai Airways said they were too big to fly in their paid-for business flights, business class seats. They got the tape measures out. It's really very embarrassing for them.
Just having to do the measuring, like, that's awkward. But I think if you've paid for business class, surely they can squeeze you in.
Well, you'd think the seats would be big enough. Yeah. Because whenever I worked in on the airlines or in with Emirates, the seats are a lot bigger.
Well, what they're saying is that this particular plane, their business class doesn't allow, like, it's too small. More for their waist size, so they were all between 22 and 26, size 22 to 26.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, no, clothing sizes.
So it must, you know, there's two sides to this argument. Obviously, they have paid extra and haven't been allowed on to the business class. They actually got shoved in economy. They've just had this surgery.
That's terrible.
They let them go in economy.
Why do they let them go in economy?
Well, you would think that that would be smaller, but apparently not. Apparently the problem was with the seatbelt extender, that it wouldn't fit. It wouldn't go like on them in the business class section. But 13:10:09 this morning, what I thought we'd do, because there are a whole lot of opinions on this. We've all gone on a plane and there's been someone that's a little bit larger that may be sitting next to you. And, you know, a lot of people say that people that are obese should pay more for their seats.
Basically. Yeah,
because sometimes they take up two.
Well, normally they do purchase two seats if they're extremely large. I know I've checked in passengers who have been quite large. And
they will purchase two.
Two seats,
but
yeah.
I mean, but there are people that won't do that.
Yeah, there are.
But there's a fine line between discrimination and reality. So 13:10:09, we want to know what your opinion is. We'll do it straight after this. Marshmallow, Kane Brown, One Thing Right with the Novos. It's 8:07 for your Tuesday. Good morning, Newcastle. Kane Brown, Marshmallow, One Thing Right. We're live across Newcastle, currently sitting on 25 degrees at Metford this morning. And on 13:10:09 this morning, we're doing a right or wrong. Should larger people have to pay more on flights? Now, interesting perspectives here because, Jade, of course, you used to be a flight attendant. So I guess you would have seen a lot of this. What do you think? Do you think larger people that are morbidly obese should have to pay more for a seat?
Yes, and I think most of them do. So I'm an ex-hostie, but I'm also ex-check-in staff as well. And there were occasionally the right person would come along who would buy the two seats, knowing that, you know, they need two seats and they can't fit into the one. So I think, yeah, you've got to pay. You're taking up two seats, and you've got to pay for
The
two seats.
If you can't physically fit in one, then you have to have two. But it's one person though. Like, whose fault is that? Make the airline seats bigger.
There are seatbelt extensions. So when we were on board, if you did see someone, you'd discreetly say to them, would you like a seatbelt extender? Some passengers know they exist and they will actually ask you for a seatbelt extension.
So when you're booking a flight, is that an option that you can tick? Know when you buy your in-flight meal?
No, it's not an option you can tick, but I think you can, like, at check-in, I've had people, like, make a note of it. So when, like, the, I guess, the manifest on board will say that, oh, this person needs a seatbelt extension, and you just go and take it to them, but it's very rare that that ever, ever happens.
I can understand both sides of it, to be quite honest, but, I mean, do you know what I think? I think the airlines should actually invest in refitting some of the planes with larger seats for larger people. So,
like some fat seats.
Absolutely. So, you know, not a lot, maybe like six per flight, one row. You know how they have the exit door seats and they just make it another special thing for where, you know, morbidly obese customers don't have to have the shame and embarrassment of being pulled up in front of others. And because nobody likes to hear that.
Here's an option you could do. You fit out those larger seats and you just call them large seats and they just cost more.
Then I think a great idea.
To be honest, I think a lot of people would just buy them in general because they want extra space.
A bit more room, you know, and if people are willing to pay and they, like all those, sell out every time, they'll just put more in. Mm. It's simple.
What do you think, Jackson?
I get really frustrated about this because, like, doing the math, I'm 81 kilos, right? If you add a 30-kilo bag, that's, like, 111. So if someone's 130 kilos, 160, they're still 49 kilos more than me, and I still have to pay for excess baggage. I think the fatties need to get on the scale before they jump on the plane and pay extra.
Yeah, well, look, that's a lot of people have this opinion. There's a few people now are sending messages that tend to agree. But interesting call, guys. Line 10, we're joined by Tim, who is a pilot. Good morning, Tim.
Yeah, good day, mate. How you going?
Hey, we're doing good, mate. Now, Tim, tell us, what are your thoughts on this? Because, I mean, we can all just, you know, comment away, but you would sort of know the science behind it in terms of, is it a weight issue for the flight?
Yeah, that's right. Each aircraft has a basic empty weight, and then they have a maximum takeoff weight, and each person is averaged out at about 88 kilos.
Mm.
So that's why when you have American Airlines, because they carry a lot more luggage, American Airlines, I think they're allowed up to 30 kilos. Some of them are even a little bit more, like Delta. And the configurations of the seats, so generally on an Airbus A330, you can sit about 330 passengers. What they do is they'll take out a few more seats so they can allow them to carry more luggage and more fuel.
Hmm.
And everything that goes on the aircraft, fuel, food, people, is all weighted so the aircraft can get off the ground. If you have more on there, so if you've got a few more bigger people on there that are weighing around the 150, 160 kilo mark, they have to, I mean, sure, it's a, you know, it's a bit of a tight squeeze, but they have to go between two seats so the aircraft isn't maxed out over the max takeoff weight, because the pilots do have, they can say, look, no, we have to lift, and you know, that's got to come off because, you know, safety is paramount, you know, or you know, they have to take on less fuel. So
when they're about to take off, is there like a little scale reading where you can see, like, oh, the plane's weighing this much?
Oh no, well, so how it worked is you start with the you've got the weight of the aircraft, so that's your basic empty weight for your seats, just empty. You've got all your luggage is already weighed.
Yeah, you know, of course, so with the machines.
When you go on there, all your fuel, that's weighed at 0.62, and then that goes on board. You've got the manifest of how many people are coming on board. They're averaged out at 88 kilos, and then you've got, say, if you've got 330 seats on there.
Yeah, that's all weighed.
You can always figure it out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, correct. And if you've got a little percentage, you know, but yeah, if it's overall, you know, if some bigger fella gets on there, he has to go in two seats.
So you think they should pay for two seats, Tim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you've got a lot of aircraft to run. An Airbus A330 costs you, $80,000. You know, so, you know, if you're running one of those, I mean, aircraft, you know, like a lot of airlines, they don't make money as it is. And,
yeah, so every dollar counts. That's fair enough.
Thanks for your insight, Tim.
Very, very interesting, really, because you think, oh, what are they doing? You're waiting on the tarmac and they're screwing around. They're actually working.
They're not just
making sure the aircraft is safe.
They're not just adjusting their pilot's cap to look straight, you know, are they? They're actually doing work in there.
That's it. Coming up next, we're going to do a round of What's the Goss with producer Jackson, mate. What is the goss?
A bit of a Kobe Bryant update at the Grammys. And Michelle Bridges in hot water. And this time it's not over saying she's never met a happy fat person. So I'll let you know why.
8:16 with the Novos and UFM. Good morning. Hootie and the Blowfish were live across Newcastle. Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. 34 tops on the coast today. 37 at Maitland's in the valley right now. It's time for What's the Goss?
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the Goss?
Yeah, producer Jackson's here. Hello.
Hi, guys. Hey, yeah, of course, yesterday, very sad, the news breaking that Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven other people died in that helicopter crash. Yeah. These sort of coincided with the Grammys, so they scrambled to get something on.
Wasn't that awkward?
Yeah. It's a very awkward moment and devastating news.
Yeah, like, really, really, really sad news. America is absolutely heartbroken. Like, I know we are all very sad about it here, but it's hit them at another level. I've got friends over there and they just say it's crazy. But Alicia Keys, she hosted the Grammys. I think she did a good job. Here's a bit of a taste of what she had to say.
Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
It was a really sweet moment. Cleaning up at the Grammys, Billie Eilish. She took away
five Grammys.
Five Grammys. Lizzo, I think, took away one.
I think Billie Eilish, that's a record, isn't it? Like, to get every category or something.
For under 18?
Yeah.
For her age, I know it's very...
She basically won all of the main categories that you need to win. I mean, she's going places, Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
That young girl, she's going places.
Really funny, though, because they, like, in the lead-up, hit Lizzo against Billie Eilish. Mm. Like,
did they?
Walk away with it? Because they both... Lizzo was leading with 8 noms, actually.
Oh, wow.
Mm. So she pretty much lost most of them.
It was funny. I saw that she won the 5 Grammys, Billie Eilish, and then just reading the comment sections, one of my favourite things to do on, like, you know, celebrity posts, and people are there going, oh, young people, they don't even write their own songs and she's winning 5 Grammys. And then this person was just getting attacked by all the fans going, she does with her brother. Like, it's all her credit, and this person's just gone quiet in the feed. It was awesome.
People get very brave on the internet.
They do.
Well, you know what? The Grammys kind of lost me this year because, of course, Deborah Dugan. I used to cross the... What she's come out and said.
No.
She was like the boss of the Grammys, and she made a complaint about sexual harassment, and they put her on an administrative leave. But she's basically come out and said that it's completely rigged. She's got evidence to show that the voting processes are all like fake and everything's just set up. So there's no actual legitimacy to a Grammy award.
Does anybody really watch the whole Grammy ceremony? I haven't in years.
When I was younger, but not so much now.
Give me the highlights.
Yeah, tell us. If someone fell over or something in a funny way.
That makes me sad, knowing that they're rigged.
Mm. Not surprising.
No, not surprising at all.
Are you really devastated, Jade?
No, I am. Because you think, you know, something as big as that, you wouldn't think would be rigged. Like, I've known bikini competitions and, you know, stuff like that to be rigged, but not...
Hot legs. The one time
even get me started.
Quite a contrast. Now, talking of the Grammys, pretty huge. So, from one huge event to... huge news, right? What's that? Is that the RBT breath testers? I think it is. Someone's wasted on Sydney roads, and apparently it's Michelle Bridges with her 5-year-old daughter in the car.
No way!
Yes, they're saying...
Shame?
Yeah,
ring the shame bell.
Ring the shame bell.
They're saying she was stopped yesterday morning, 11:30 a.m. with her 5-year-old daughter. Yeah. This is all alleged, of course, blowing .086. This comes after she's announced that she's splitting from the Commando.
Oh, really?
Hang on. Forget the split. Is that high range?
I'm not actually 100% sure. I've been watching RBT all morning to try and figure out where she stands, but I just really love that this sound effect is coming to a screen near you.
And they always cut the ads.
Do you know what she'll be doing? They'll go back to the breath test van and she'll be trying to flog her 8-week challenge.
Oh, no.
The 12WBT.
You know what? I could actually picture her in jail to getting all the convicts, you know, for drink driving, running them through a boot camp in prison.
Like when Marge Simpson goes to prison and gets super fit.
Do you know what? Real talk, that show Wentworth, I can see Michelle Bridges in that.
Top dog.
Yeah.
She would be.
Get on the ground and give me 10.
I actually really like Michelle Bridges, but AJ Rochester will just be celebrating now, won't she?
Oh, yeah.
Cutting herself a piece of cake.
Oh, what's this? The sound of celebrations at AJ's house.
Jeez, Michelle Bridges is supposed to be like a health person.
I know, a bit disappointing.
Very disappointing.
Give her a break, guys. She's going through a breakup.
Get an Uber. You're rich. You know, like,
she probably thought she was fine.
And also, if you get an Uber, I can't play this.
I love how everyone on the team that drives doesn't know whether 0.86 is high
you
range.
You know what? It's too confusing, the drink driving stats.
Hamish, we need some actual sense here. 0.86, very high, yeah?
It's very high, yes. Mm. Yeah. Yep.
So what's low?
0.05 is what is the limit.
You've got to be below that.
Oh, my gosh. She must have been on the wines.
The thing is, that's the thing. It's 11:30 in the morning. So she must be getting booze since who knows how early to get to that level.
Well, there you go. Thanks, producer Jackson.
That's Bailey's iced coffee, I think, for breakfast.
Yeah, not good.
Or a few.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to the news next here at New FM. It's 8:29. It's all thanks to McDonald's.
The Novos. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Three, two, one.
Big shout out to Carl and Benny this morning. They came and dropped off our delicious coffees. And if you want the best coffees in town delivered to your work, call the Happy Mobile Cafe.
Yeah, or
so
check out
good.
The website, happymobilecafe.com.au. I do have to say, though, they have been putting, like, these little, like, smiley face stickers on our coffees every morning.
You feel so loved.
Do you know what, though? Today, mine has gone from a smiley face to a winky face.
Has
What's
it?
In there, Carl and Benny? What are you trying to say to me?
What you know? Maddie, I wasn't expecting that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Maddie, a winky face is quite suggestive.
Is it?
Is it not?
Is it? Can't it just be a fun wink? Like.
Yeah.
But there's always a reason for a wink.
Not
What's the
always.
Reason
not
for the
always.
Wink?
No, you're looking too deeply into it. It's a winky sticker. I think you've gone. Maybe they just ran out of smiley stickers. We'll give Maddie
a
wink.
They gave me two. So maybe I stole Maddie's.
Yeah, but you've got the smiley face. You have a smiley face. I have a winky face.
Oh, we'll have to ask them about it tomorrow.
What's in your cup, Hamish?
Oh, I've got a smiley face.
Oh, what's the go with that?
You're the only winky sticker.
I don't think winking has connotations,
I
surely.
I don't think so.
You like, wink at
like,
anyone.
Exactly, like, you can.
Winking isn't a greeting. It's a...
Along with, you know... Hello.
Jackson, do you think winking is a greeting or do you think that's suggestive?
It really does depend, but more suggestive than a greeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mabel, you two
gonna get
both...
the millennial chat happening.
Both are gay men. Maybe it's more in the gay world.
Well, I don't think so. I just think that, like, if someone winks at me, the only time anyone's ever winked at me, it's not to be like, hey, mate, how you going? It's to be like, hey, mate, how you going?
Actually, I'm winking at Maddie across the desk now. I'm making him uncomfortable.
Weirdly, Maddie winks a lot. You wink a fair bit, actually.
Do you know, I wink a lot to you. Mm. I know that sounds weird, but if, like, we're going to pull something on Jade, I'll give you a little wink if I'm about to wind her up.
Well, that's not suggestive.
Yeah, that's just let's wind up Jade.
Yeah,
happens all the time.
Slightly moving into your camp on this one, too, because when I was a kid, you know, it was not uncommon for an adult to say, g'day, mate, and give you a wink as a kid.
Yeah.
Although you feel like if you did that to a kid now, it's a bit
odd.
Straight
and that's
to
a shame. That's a shame.
Well, yeah, I remember my grandparents used to do it.
Yeah, not anymore.
G'day, Jade.
Wink.
Just wink. Just gave Grievo a wink.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Next, though, guys, obviously kids going back to school and, you know, there's always that change in routine after they've been on holidays. You know, kids have slept in a lot and stuff. So I've got a few tips to help parents, readjust to the new schedule.
Oh, how
that's very good of you.
Yeah, well, that's the sort of person I am. I'm a community service type of guy.
All right, we're going to do it after Dan and Shay, 10,000 hours at the Novos. Good morning. Justin Bieber, Dan and Shay, 10,000 hours live across Newcastle on 105.3. New FM is 8:43.
Some kids going back to school today, some tomorrow.
Yes.
Whatever the situation you have, obviously there's like a readjustment to routine. You've got to get them out of bed. They've been sleeping in over the school holidays.
Oh, it'll be a nightmare trying to get them to bed early to wake up for school on time.
Exactly. You know, if you're a parent with some foresight, you're probably trying to get them to bed early the few days before, but good luck with that. They're still on holidays. No kids want to be involved in that sort of situation, do they?
Absolutely not.
I've got some tips here, though, to help you out, to readjust, you know, and to just general parenting tips in the lead up to the new school year.
Interesting, okay. Because we don't have children, so I'm fascinated to see what your perceived tips are.
Yeah, exactly. Are these learnt from your parents?
I don't know. These are ones I've thought of, so they're going to be great. These are golden rules, essentially. If it's first day back at school, you've forgotten to buy the kids cereal. Very easy. You get a bowl of milk and break up a block of Cadbury Dairy Milk in there. No problems.
Oh.
There's a glass and a half in every block.
I don't know about that.
That's
one.
It's a terrible one.
It sounds gross.
Because here's the thing, right? You send them off to school and then they're hyper.
They're the teacher's problem.
They're the teacher's problem.
They come home tired.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually.
From running around all day.
That's a great idea.
Give me that change.
My mind.
All right. Number two, if the kids have outgrown the school shoes over the holidays, not a problem. Just cut the toes off and then they're like a cool Birkenstock sandal.
Oh, they'll get teased. You can't do that.
That's only the first day. You can nick down to the school shoe, nick down to Williams afterwards. You'll be right.
No, just send them in pluggers and just write the kids a note for the teacher.
There's another better tip, probably. Number three, if your kids love soft drinks and candy, stop stressing. They're going to lose their baby teeth anyway, so rot on. Good tip? No.
School photos are going to be terrible.
Yeah,
just keep your mouth closed, Johnny. Keep your mouth closed.
I always
smile,
felt sorry.
With your mouth shut.
I went to school with this kid, and if they drink too much orange juice, their teeth go all funny. And I felt so sorry for that kid.
Let me guess, you had perfect teeth, Jade.
Well, I did because Mum made me brush my teeth and floss.
Only if they're baby teeth. Once they get the adult ones, no trouble.
You get a second chance.
Jackson has just sent a note through to the group. Note to self, don't leave my kids with Crevo when I die. All right? Advice taken.
I'll take them on, Jackson.
There you go.
Have you got any more there, Crevo?
Yeah, of course I do.
All right, let's see some more.
In the lead up to going back to school, one of the tough things is getting them to go to bed early, as you mentioned, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not going to sleep, all you do, very simple, you tell them there's a monster under the bed, and if they don't go to sleep, you know, the monster will come out. They go, oh, I don't believe you. Kids are woke these days. They can just Google stuff. Very simple. You slip a walkie-talkie under there from the other room.
I'm the monster. Go to bed.
Excellent tip there.
Oh, that actually is creative. That could work.
Of course it will. All my tips are excellent.
And then they're going to have nightmares for the rest of their life. They'll be a grown adult with a nightlight.
As long as they're asleep, doesn't matter. And final one, to wrap things up, one of the hardest things sometimes is finding kids. If you've got a big house, they like to hide, they're off on their phones, whatever. It's very simple. If you want them to come out of the woodwork, all you do, turn off the Wi-Fi modem and then stand by the modem and watch them all scuttle out like cockroaches trying to figure out what's wrong with the internet.
It's like us here this morning.
What's going on? Where's the internet? Yeah.
Why is it off? Real talk, guys. I need to talk to you about something.
Sure.
One of you, for the good of the show, you need to have a kid this year.
What are you talking about?
Maybe you should adopt.
Yeah.
Get on the adoption list.
No, they wouldn't let me walk through
Why
the
not?
Door.
No, why
absolutely not.
It's
they
a
wouldn't
modern
they,
age.
They wouldn't allow me to adopt.
You just said you've
yes,
got a new
do
partner.
You know what? Gay couples adopt all the time.
No, in fact,
it's probably a trend.
You guys, long-term relationships, it's time to, you know, move things along. Great for ratings.
Real talk, you should do it because it's the trendy thing.
Yes.
Get a kid. You've always said you wanted to be a dad.
Yeah, not now, though.
Crevo's got a specific timeline. He's got to get engaged first.
Yeah, it's all planned.
Oh, well, get engaged. We'll accept that instead.
Oh, yeah? Oh, thanks. Yeah. How nice of you.
Our wedding's great for the show ratings as well.
Oh, yes. I'll plan it. Oh, have so much fun.
You will not.
Hey, we have $1,000 to give away. We are getting serious, Newcastle. If you can identify the last voice, $1,000 is yours with Celeb Blue.
My mom. Surprises.
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
Who could it be? Now, this is what you need to do. Don't waste your guess. Newfm.com.au. Check out the incorrect guesses. There's a whole list there. And if you want to play, lines are open now. Give us the ring. It's 8:48. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Or thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. I've just got to know those. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
$1,000 ready to go. We're waiting for you to guess celebrity number five. Once you do, you're walking away with the money. Let's do it. Who are we going to first, guys?
Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hello, how you going?
How are ya?
Good, mate. How was your weekend?
Not too bad. Just worked most of it.
One of the unlucky ones.
Just a working class man, aren't you, Michael?
Yeah, crank up the Jimmy Barnes. What do you think the celeb is, Michael? Number five. That's all we need.
Well, it's actually my wife. I think she's already guessed two of the names. And she reckons it's Zoe Saldana.
No.
Incorrect. Thank you, Michael.
It's Adam's turn. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Let's win you $1,000. Imagine that after the long weekend. Very handy, right?
It'll be all right, eh?
Yeah, it will be all right. All right, let's get you the cash. Who is it?
Is it Reese Witherspoon?
No, it is not.
Oh, damn it. Thank you, Adam. That was all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. Producer Jackson, 105 commercial free. Up next, what's on the way, mate?
Yo, a bit of this. My favourite man in Aussie music, Dean Lewis.
I really love that song.
He's cool.
I love him. I would marry him. I always say this.
We say that all the time.
About a lot of people.
Yeah,
actually, but he's true. Very limited, though. He has, you know...
Very high standards.
This guy's been consistent.
Consistent, yeah. I've got three people that I would leave to marry, and this guy's one of them.
Wow.
Lana Del Rey, another.
She is gorgeous.
Or your husband.
Paul, have you seen what he wakes up to every morning? I don't know.
I love this.
Yeah, right. It's good. It's cool. A bit of a throwback. I do like it. And, bit of a loser at the Grammys, but I still love her, Lizzo.
It does pump you up for a Monday, this song.
Yeah, of course it does.
I like it.
It does indeed. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. It's coming up next. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
You're in a rush, Maddie.
Yes.
Leave me alone.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed. Let's hear it. Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.